Wait a minute. Oh, it's a new season. And we're back. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to your favorite. What is this? Your favorite anime, comic, commentary podcast. Welcome back to another edition, another installment, a new episode of it. You feel what I'm saying? The Black Hockey Podcast is back. And I believe we're on season 4. So that's amazing, right? I think it's like season 4. And so that's an amazing feat. Shout out to everybody that continues to listen to the podcast. We really do, really, really do appreciate you guys for always tuning in and checking us out. We've seen an uptick in listenership over our last break. So I really, really, really do appreciate you guys for checking us out. I'm glad that we're back for another season. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and on Facebook, Epic Echo Productions, right? You can go to our Patreon page at Epic Echo Productions, and that's where you can find all of our content here, right? From starting this year forward, we will be putting all of our full-length content on Patreon, free of charge, of course. So this video, of course, you can watch for free. And again, any exclusive content we do, you guys can, you know, hit that 7-day free trial. And then after that, it's $3 a month. So you guys can do that. But head over to Patreon, become a free member, right? Just become a free member and check out some of the content, including this one over on our network. Listen, guys, I hope you had a great new year. Happy New Year to you. a lot of animes are out this year. I'm very excited to review some of them. Very excited. A lot of animes came out this year that I'm very excited about. And here's the thing. I want to personally start here. Oh, before we start there, subscribe to my YouTube channel, Tyronza D. Hicks. That's where you can find clips of this show, The Opinionated Brothers, and more. Right there on our channel, shorts and clips. So just head over to YouTube, Tyronza D. Hicks. You'll find me right there. All right, we'll have everything in our description as well when we release the episode. Back to what I was saying. I did put out before I left, right? Before I left for break and we took that season finale. I did say that when I went to go see the Solo Leveling movie, that it was very unnecessary. It was not needed. I stand 10 toes down in that. I had a lot of people coming at my neck talking about, oh, what do you mean? Like, it was like the movie was like, you just should have saw the movie because it was dope. I'm like, I seen the movie. I was there for 45 to 50 minutes watching it. Do you understand what I'm saying? I watched it, and all I watched was a recap of what I've already watched. So if y'all to tell me it was to act like it was a new movie, stop it. Stop it. Now, what I will say is that Solo Leveling Season 2 is fire. I will say that. Solo Leveling Season 2 is fuego fire. Jinwoo is now like this monarch with the Shadow Army. You understand what I'm saying? He's the leader of the Shadow Army. He's gotten definitely stronger. Just killing it in all of these missions. And everybody continues to think that he's an E-rank, right? But in reality, he's not. And so if y'all remember in Season 1, he did kill some people who were trying to kill him and his boy, right? The guy with the orange hair. So you remember it was that group of people who, you know, led them into that dungeon with the spider. Tried to ice them with the or unalive them in the little spider dungeon. You know, little did they know Jinwoo was that nigga. You understand what I'm saying? Lord and behold, Jinwoo was that man. You feel what I'm saying? And so, you know, with that, he killed one of, you know, the top Guild's brothers or something like that. So now the brother is after, you know, him. Plot twist so far. Now, the plot twist so far is that Jinwoo got a daddy. And that same Pops was trapped in a gate for like 10 years. Spoiler alert if you haven't watched the show already. 10 years, right? The dude that's trying to kill Jinwoo, who killed his brother, right? They meet up on some "I'm interrogating you" type stuff. But then old dude is like, "Yo, what's your last name?" And he said, "It's Song." Right? S-U-N-G, Song. And he like, "Oh, I'm about to murk your son. Anything you want to say to that?" Jinwoo daddy like, "What?" All he did was look at him. Pan out to the next scene. All you hear in the background is the officer talking about, "Yo, 2S rank, you know, elite fighters going at it, da 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 da." But old boy again, who was trying to kill Jinwoo, got his ass whooped. I mean, got his ass tagged, boy. He was looking bloody. I said, "Well, damn. What type of power Jinwoo daddy got? Type of shit on." Listen, it's lit, man. It's lit. I like it. I really like it. I see that a lot of copycats, if that's a thing, are kind of copying Solo Leveling's brand or environment or how it looks. You understand what I'm saying? I'm seeing a lot more animes kind of pop up in that way. But I don't know. Solo Leveling is just good. It's just really, really good. They're really doing some great work. And again, the movie was unnecessary. I love y'all. I love y'all to the death of me. But that movie was really unnecessary. And I just stand by that. Another anime that is catching my attention. And hey, listen, Netflix, let me tell you something. You definitely got one with this one, right? But you usually just like Castlevania, put out all 8 episodes. I'm going to need you to put out all 8 episodes of Sakamoto, my brother. That big fat man assassin be kicking ass. Do you hear me? I need that. Like that is a funny ass show. That is a hilarious show. I love Sakamoto. If you're looking for a new anime, watch Sakamoto, man. You feel what I'm saying? Like, dude is an assassin who was the baddest ass assassin there was. Right? And there is. You understand what I'm saying? But he settled down. Got him his old lady, got him his wife, got him nice kids. He settled down. Now, see, sometimes people be thinking like settling down mean you got weaker. Right? Now, my mans went from, you know, nice built, you feel what I'm saying, frame to, you. Hey, he got that happy weight on him. You know what I'm saying? He big back. And that's okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that. He's still whooping ass. I mean, you have to watch it to understand the humor in it. It's hilarious, right? And at the funniest part of it all is his wife, because she comes in and sings, and it's just like, you know, she kind of takes over the whole show sometimes, right? Spoiler alert, in the second episode, you know, they were talking about, like, his partner was talking about, you know, basically him killing somebody, and she was like, "I know you ain't murk nobody, because that's against the family rules." This man started sweating. He was like, "Oh, because, you know, he don't want to kill. He done settled down. He was a killer already. He was an assassin. He wanted to settle down, love on somebody, let somebody love on him. That's what he wanted." It's a hilarious show. Check it out. I'm just mad that Netflix on this once a week type shit. Hey, get it together. All right. I like the show. Hopefully a season two is coming for real. I hope they green light that ASAP. Castlevania, my God. Y'all did it. Castlevania Necrotine or something like that. I said it wrong. But Richter Belmont. I mean, the man the man took Alucard's blade and turned it into a fire ice lightning blade, like saber. The graphics, each episode, continued to just put me in awe. The way that Drolta went from vampire, very strong vampire, to now vampire monster, to then plot twist, because I told my lady this. I told her at the beginning of this damn series, I said the black woman is going to be the true villain. Ursabet wasn't about to do shit. No disrespect to Ursabet, because Ursabet was that one. Now don't get to it. Ursabet was that. She had some shit going for her. Okay, she wasn't that dominant. She was getting her ass tagged by the dragon ogre. First of all, hold on. Time to fuck out. We got time to fuck out because I'm spoiling a lot, and I'm sorry. You just got to watch it. Did y'all see when old girl who do the little magic, right? What's that? Maria. This was Maria's season. Do you hear me? Now, I done forgot that Maria was pissed off from last season, right? Her mama got turned into a vampire because her daddy is a bitch. Excuse my language, right? Then her daddy wanted to give her away to kill her, right? Lord have mercy. She has so much hate in her heart. She ran up on her. This was probably one of the best episodes that I have seen in anime. However you want to call it, history to me. You run up on your pops in the church, okay? The man, you telling him how you feel and everything, and the man got his monsters waiting for you. Right? Monsters ready, waiting for you to kill you. She sit here, get her birds lighting up, get her birds, her tiger. She got the wolf coming out to stop Richter's grandfather from stopping her. Then all her little portals open into one big portal. What the fuck comes out of it? Big Draco himself. And by Big Draco, I do mean the Blue Dragon. Blue Dragon come out, and her daddy starts screaming. He starts crying and shit. I just wanted to protect the Lord. Now, in retrospect, yes, we all want to protect the Lord, and we love the Lord. But you wanted your ex-girl died, I mean, unalived, and you wanted your daughter unalived. Sir, I mean, your daughter's pissed. Even Richter's grandfather was like, hey, Maria, listen, relax. Relax. Don't off them off right now. Relax. And what got me, I think the quote that got me was she was like, I think he said, like, your magic will do so good or something about old men doing, he told her, like, you can't be mad at just one old man doing bad things in this world. And then she almost came to for a minute, but then she got real pissed. She was like, it's because of old men, you know, that chaos happens in this world or something like that to that degree. And I was like, damn. And then the dragon just burnt his ass up. I mean, murked him. It was like, I was like, oh, wow. That was crazy. Then the dragon was about to murk her. The dragon was about to murk her because she's like, I command you. I command you. And then she got flustered. She was like, oh, I can't command this dragon. No shit. It's a damn dragon. But then, you know, Richter's grandfather got together and everything like that. And then Maria, Richter's grandfather, Richter started going after Ersabet because Ersabet then ate two souls of the goddess she's supposed to be. But she got her ass whooped, though. This is what I was telling my lady. I was like, yo, Drota should have been the lady from the jump. She should have been Sekhmet from the jump or whatever it is. Mekhmet, whatever. Whatever they call that damn thing. Whatever they call that damn thing. Like, I was like, whatever they call that damn goddess, bro. She had like three souls. Old girl Elizabeth had two of them. You feel what I'm saying? Like, but she still got her ass. Well, I thought she was going to be stronger than that. Yo, Drota took her up in the sky, you know, saved her. Well, thought she was going to save her. Shit. Don't save her. She don't want to be saved. Drota was like, it should have been me from the jump. And said, ah. But and then she took the power. But then she didn't last long for real. Because Annette had the third soul kind of possess her, right? And Annette was the black girl who can control iron and everything. And her powers are from a god as well. So all around amazing. And listen, Alucard, I forgot. You know what? Going back to watch a little bit of the first Castlevania, I forgot Alucard had yellow hair. I forgot he had yellow hair. Like, I forgot that man was that old that he had white hair this time. I said, God damn it. Did Alucard always have white hair? Nope. And then, listen, Alucard went to Dracula mode. That shit was epic. He went into Dracula mode fucking Drota up. Do you hear me? He started throwing. I forgot Alucard can do that. I forgot he's the son of Dracula, so of course he can do that shit. This man started pulling meteors out of his cape. I said, wait a minute, man. When the fuck did you pull meteors out your cape? When you get that trick? But amazing, amazing season. I don't know if they're going to cap that off, but probably. Amazing season to an amazing series. Now I want another Castlevania to come out because that was dope. I do want another one. I'm not going to lie. I don't know which one. Listen, Trevor Belmont, the first one was amazing. This one with Richter Belmont was amazing. And to have both Belmonts, kind of, you see two Belmonts have their powers at the same time was pretty dope as well. And again, the dragon, once she got control of the dragon, she was controlling that dragon. I mean, that dragon was giving Ersabet the hands. That dragon was going crazy. It's a great episode, great series, great season, great cap to a great series and a great season. Before we go, I want to ask these questions, okay? Because these are two series that I believe are really, really great series. And I'm just asking the questions, are they coming back for real? One Punch Man and Black Clover. Now, I just seen recently that Black Clover possibly, allegedly, will be starting new productions for new episodes in 2026. I don't know how much of that is to be true, because the same thing was to said about One Punch Man, and I have been sitting here for over a year and some change waiting for One Punch Man. Trash! Now, usually at the beginning of the year, I want to see the full slate of what's to come, and they said One Punch Man is on that slate. Now, I want to see if y'all going to stick to your word, because I want to see if One Punch Man is going to come out. Now, of course, y'all even said that about Fire Force. Now, I hope Fire Force come out this year for real like I want it to. All these animes that's coming out, I want to see. I done got invested. Right? What was the other one that was on HBO? With the Monkey King or some shit like that. What was that? Something high school? Got a high school? What happened to fucking God of High School? Like, it's so many of these damn animes. Like, y'all trying to keep up with Jujutsu Kaisen. What the fuck is God of High School? Can I get that back? That shit was lit. Y'all gave me one season of that and just poof, be gone, nigga. I'm like, damn. I fucked with that. Yeah. Dr. Stone is coming back. Like, all these animes, I'm like, come on, y'all. One Punch Man, I really do hope that they are in production with new episodes for Black Clover, because that last Black Clover movie was fire. And I really do hope we do get new One Punch Man, a new season of One Punch Man, because it's just been too long. And sometimes I'm too busy nowadays to be reading the manga. So I'm trying for real, but I'm trying also to keep up with the anime shit too. So y'all gotta help me help y'all. All right. That's it. All right, y'all. I love y'all. Y'all be easy, stay breezy. Be sure to again follow me on Instagram. Who is Tyronza? And on YouTube, Tyronza D. Hicks. That's where you can find all clips, shorts from this episode and others on our network. You can also watch this for free on our Patreon right now. Become a member, Patreon.com/Epic Echo Productions. Again, we'll have all of the links and everything down in the description when this is posted. All right. I love y'all. Y'all be easy, stay breezy, have a fantastic week. And we will see y'all on the next one. This has been another one, of course. Peace out, y'all. Love.